small, shiny, and bright, and not suitable for children 5 years of age. It's the Marvel Club. And now, your host of the Marvel Club, here's Sydney.
Hello there. This episode started out a few minutes ago. I was typing away, and then I started... because my keyboard, I can't find the power supply to it. So I had to do the online keyboard thing, and it didn't work out so well. Because I can't click as well as I play. And I also can't sing. And I couldn't sing in time with the clicky things. So it didn't work out very well. So I figured I'd do something else interesting. Now, I've always liked to write. And my old writings, I've got this big box of journals, old journals, and actually I emailed Sage from Quirky Nomads because she mentioned something about a journal in her podcast and how she always uses a new one, and that got me thinking. And so I looked in my box of notebooks, and I found a bunch of old journals that I've written stories, mostly poems, in. Because I don't write short stories, and the long stories I've written, it's in my very special notebook I take everywhere around with me, even though it's done. And that's by the side of my bed, you ain't gonna hear that. So I thought I'd take you a blast from my past and read you a few of my really bad poems from a while ago. And this notebook has a picture of a teddy bear in school, and it says, "Teach me to read and I will be forever free." And the first poem is called Free. So if you don't mind, I'll read it to you. If you don't want to hear a bunch of really bad poetry, you can skip this episode, but I'm still putting it out. All right, ready? Free. Free. What does that mean to me? Free. It means that you can be. Free, to see what you want to see. Free, to be who you want to be. Free, it means that you hold the key. Free, to whom you go down on one knee. Free, that means that you can be. Free, you can be you, no time. Free, what does that mean to me? Free, to be ourselves. This is really bad. Let me see how many I've gotten here. Alright, I've got 9 poems in this book. Alright, the second one is called Pollution. Pollution, not the solution. The solution, not evolution. Illusion, not in the Constitution. Constitution, in a nation of pollution. Pollution, not the solution. The solution, care. Care about real environments. What kind of kid was I? Well, I am a kid. So that's... pretty obvious poem. Wow. I probably should have taken some poetry classes before I wrote all this. Alright, this one's called Disease. Disease makes you wheeze. Wheeze, cause sometimes by disease. Disease in third world countries, if you please. Please care about their disease. Disease, not the kind that makes you sneeze. Sneeze to them. It sneezing is just a tease. Tease compared to their disease. Disease causes death. I've got horrible handwriting because I write really, really, really tiny and really, really fast. So my handwriting goes badly. And yet, I can't take notes because I can't write that fast. It's really weird. I can only write what's in my head fast, if you'll believe that. Alright, this one's called Forever. Forever is a long time. So long it reaches beyond the stretches of imagination. Imagination can go very far. So how can it, a most powerful thing, not be able to grasp it when it is indeed there? We imagine unicorns and giants. So how come we cannot imagine how long forever is? Forever is a long, long time. So long it stretches beyond the stars all the way to the edges of the universe and beyond. How long is forever? Can you get your mind around how long that is? Long that is. Forever is a long time. This is a poem about stating the obvious. Yes, forever is indeed a long time. It doesn't even say anything meaningful. The next one's called The Stuffed Bear. The stuffed bear sits around all day. It does not move or eat. So to the bear, what would you say if the stuffed bear could eat, could breathe, could sleep, could talk, and would walk around and say, I live to you, and then jump up. But the stuffed bear sits around all day. That's kind of a creepy thought. Stuffed animal getting up and attacking people. Alright, so the next one's called Doggy in the Window. Doggy in the window with the cold black nose. Doggy in my hands with the big brown eyes. Doggy at the register with the shiny fur. Doggy in the car with the tiny paws. Doggy at my house with the squeaky toy. Doggy on the carpet with the big wet stain. Doggy gets scolded, but I love him all the same. Doggy in my arms, and I get a lick on the face. I do like doggy. I've always liked doggies and puppies. I like puppies. Puppies are so cute. But I do love doggies. Don't like cats, though. Cats are plotting to take over the world. As is Disney, but that's for another time. Alright. The next poem is called My Doll. Now boys may not like dolls. I see no reason why at all. Which over many a girl will try. We feed them yummy pie. Wherever we go, they go. They need their mom by. The dolls are like our babies. Boys, they don't always have rabies. So boys, I hope you learned a lesson today. Dolls are really not the prey. So boys, I wouldn't sleep tonight if you sleep near a doll. All right? Oh my gosh, that was the worst. Okay, the next one's even worse. I hope you guys are enjoying this, because if you're not, please let me know. So I can tell you that this is bad, and I understand. This one's called Pie. Cherry, berry, peach within reach. Apple, whipped cream, dapple. Shoe fly, pie. I have no comment. Alright, and then the last one is, oh no, second last one in this book is The Plastic Bag. The plastic bag is so lonely, it drifts around all day. They must think, oh, if only someone would come and play. The wind catches inside it and blows around with a handle split until it settles to the ground. The last poem in this book is called Good Luck. Good luck, I say, as the window breaks. Good luck, I say. I think this one was unfinished because it's very unlike me to have very short poems like that. I guess the last two were very short. And that's it for the Book of the Teddy Bear. I think I'll do one more book because this book is really small. I begged my grandma to get it for me because it's really cool looking. It's covered with all sorts of pretty little pictures. And there was a lock on it. I had to, of course, pick the lock because I'm not going to rip open a perfectly good journal. But it took me 2 minutes to pick up the lock. Why are all the little journals and diaries for kids, they have the same lock? Alright, so this poem is slightly long. It's called The Playground. Swinging, swinging, back and forth, in an abandoned playground. No one is there, but I really don't care, because my laughter fills the air. Swinging, swinging back and forth, I may not be traveling far off. But as I swing in the abandoned playground, the air, which my laughter fills, goes across my face and through my hair, which for now is the air only I enjoy. Swinging, swinging back and forth, would I ever stop? Should I ever stop? Could I ever stop? I must. Stopping the swing with my feet, dragged through the dirt, and I stop. I look, and it's not abandoned at all. I was in my own world, where anything can happen. Yeah, I was in a playground when I wrote this one. Inspiration. Inspiring. And this one's called Death. Ooh. I was an interesting child. He died, he died. Oh, what a surprise. We were laughing and happy, playing in the sand. We were playing outside when our ball, my brand new sparkling ball, went into the street, he ran after, not seeing the car that would take his life, his precious life. He wanted my ball, the sparkly red ball. The car came, it was red like my ball and small, but in my dreams it will always be a big black truck that takes lives. It struck, he flew, I cried, the driver knew. It was my birthday, my 9th birthday. Oh, what a present. My only friend died. My very best friend died. My lovable dog died. This is not a true story. I just have an active imagination. And some very interesting thoughts, obviously. It was a difficult time when I was around that age. And I loveled my doggies so much that the idea seemed so horrific that a dog would ever die. And there's only two more in this book. Ready? This one has no title. My eyes looked at the morning dew. It makes the world appear shiny and new. No one knows what the new day will bring. New ideas could jump up and take wing. The new day has the ability to be sad, but you should keep your chin up and shouldn't get mad. Because no one knows what the day will sow, and fate is the only one who will ever know. Okay, I'm just going to go on to the next one. Also has no title. But it has an interesting picture of a rat standing upright with a feet, with 2 feet and bunny ears. But it's definitely a rat, it's not a rabbit. As we fly here through the air, flying off to who knows where, all we can do is sit and hope, hope the pilot will be able to cope, just in case the plane falls down, hoping we land safe and sound. Our safety's in the pilot's bay. As we sit here innocent, we have no say. We are just trusting individuals way up here. There are some rules, but will the pilot follow? But will we still be here tomorrow? We can pray, but will that pay, or will our cries be for nigh? And that's it. I've got 3 more journals here and an extra journal that's more recent, but I think I'll spare you the rest for tonight. If someone emails me and tells me you like them, I will read more. And that is it for Marblecast episode 13. If you would like to email me at cindy@marblecast.yahoo.com. Visit the show notes at marblecast.blogspot.com or go to jellycast.com. I also recently got a Twitter, twitter.com/QueenSydney. That's QUENNSYDNEY. That's right, there's 2 N's. Not a typo, that's just how I spell Queen Sydney. And it's an accurate name because I am the Queen of the World. So, please add me as a Twitter. I like to go on that site, it's very nice. Very nice site. I like chocolate. Disney's evil. My birthday's on the 30th. 1 week from when I'm recording this, so I thought you will probably most definitely listen to this later because I'm recording it late, unless you're in the Eastern Hemisphere. And I know my shows have been getting progressively worse lately, and I apologize. My new marking period is really hard. I've got a bunch of classes that are... It's an hour and a half of each class every day. And I've got a bunch of projects, and I know I shouldn't be doing excuses because most of you guys have jobs and you have to work with all your jobs, but with all the homework I have, it's hard to take care of it. And then I've got social calendars and stuff to do and YouTube to watch. So I promise they will get better after episode 15. Because then I don't have to do 2 a week. I'll probably put one more out on Monday or Tuesday. And then episode 15, which will be my birthday episode, will be on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I enjoyed making it. It was really easy, but I had to search for a long time to find it. Actually, it took longer to record than you would think. Anyway, email me at cityfrommarblecast@yahoo.com if you liked them, and I will do them more often if you did like me reading my old really bad poetry. I've got some newer stuff that's even just as bad.